This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed a lady called Jo Dodds, who is the president of the Bushfires Survivors for Climate Action. She was in the middle of a court action with the Environmental Protection Agency. Jo is on the phone with me again today. G'day, Jo.
G'day. How are you, Bertie?
Good, thanks. I'm very happy for you. So last time we spoke, you were quite literally in the middle of this court action. Tell me, what has happened?
Well, we've had a really tremendous outcome, better than we could have hoped for, really, and that was a win on all fronts. Yeah, the judge delivered his verdict very soon after the case ended, which was astonishing to us because we thought it could take a bit longer, but in the end, he found quite simply that the New South Wales EPA does have a duty of care that extends to looking at greenhouse gas emissions as a form of pollution that has an impact on human health.
So, Jo, what does this mean? How is this going to change things?
Well, up till now, the New South Wales EPA hasn't had specific policies or guidelines around climate change. But with this change, we're saying that it is in their remit, and the judge has found that we're correct, it is in their remit to address climate change and to address the pollutants which cause the changes in climate, which then have been fueling these bigger and more catastrophic bushfires, amongst other things. So, and the ramifications then may potentially go beyond just the New South Wales EPA. It may mean that big emitters will get into strife for the emissions because this can be a recognition now that the cost of those emissions is falling on the people who are losing their homes to events like the Black Summer fires or the Tathra District fire or Yankees Gap fire or, you know, the terrible things that we've seen over the last few years.
I don't mean to understate it, but from what I gather, this is actually a massive result, a huge thing, because if the EPA is regulating the industry and now they have this extra responsibility, then industry is then going to have to fall in line. Is that right?
If the EPA writes the right policies and follows through with its remit and then uses those policy and guidelines to act against those industries, absolutely. And that's the thing. We've got to hope that that's what happens next. But this hopefully will supercharge what the EPA can do about what are the most dangerous pollutions to human life at the moment, which are the ones that are fueling these changes and the droughts and all the rest of it. So, yeah, this is huge. I still haven't got my head around the implications.
I just want to congratulate you. Honestly, this is such good news because it just goes to show what a grassroots community campaign can do. The Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action Group was formed by yourself and others after the Tathra District fires. And now you have, look what you've done. I really just, congratulations. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you. Yeah, look, it's nice to get that recognition for the group because it is a really small group, a really small core group of us who've been working on this for a couple of years. Until a bit earlier this year, none of us were being paid, and we've now got two paid people, but even that is really part-time. Yeah, and no particular skills. We all came to this because we were really scared about what was going to happen after the fires that we'd experienced, what the next fires were going to be like. It wasn't about what happened to us. It was about what might happen to other people after, and about the people who've already lost their homes and they're trying desperately to get their lives back together and rebuild, but at the same time, the next fire's coming at them. So we've already seen that, you know, in our region here, fires rolling over people for 3 years. People can't live through that again and again. So this hopefully gives people a lot more optimism about the future and that every little action that people can do makes a difference. So if people want to get on board and support us to do more of these things, get on the Google, find our website and become a supporter.
Excellent. Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action. Jo Dodds, thank you so much for your time and well done.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah, thank you.